And today's game is brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River, a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
You know, we took a three-minute break expecting that we would have the second-half kickoff pretty much on cue. But as the halftime clock wound down, you get 3 minutes once the teams come back on to warm up. Somebody forgot to tell the teams that they needed to participate
in the clock management. Oh, they're there. No, that's the chain crew.
Officials are coming back on right now behind the chain crew. The teams have now started to trickle out. Colts neck first. They have to just make a short jog to their sideline, and then coming across the field will be Brick to follow. This game, as tight as you could pretty much make it, a missed extra point away from a 7-7 ball game, and right now it's 7-6. Looking forward to the start of the third quarter with this one.
Now, Colts neck received to start the game, right? They won and took the ball, so Brick gets the ball. Unless Brick feels the wind is such a factor that they decide to take the wind in the fourth quarter.
And now you're just filling time.
Well, what did Point Beach do in the opening game?
I don't think the wind's as bad as it was, though, in that game.
Well, I'm looking at the flag. It looks pretty much the same to me.
It wasn't their choice, though. They chose after...
They had the second choice.
Sure, right. After Shore chose to receive, they chose to kick into the wind.
I got you. Okay. Well... Then I guess you're right. Brick will take the ball, and I would imagine Colts neck would then go with the wind in the fourth quarter.
If they paid attention to how important that was in the first game, then yes, I would agree.
And I know you guys are saying it's not quite as windy, but again, I'm just going by the flag that's to our left, and it looks to me like it's moving about the same pace it was earlier this morning. But we'll see. Green Dragon, the cheerleaders holding the banner for Brick to run through. It broke before they got there. That's not a good omen, hope, maybe. So the Green Dragons are out on the field. Colts neck is, the clock has started. There's 2 minutes left for the teams to sort of do some jumping jacks and ready for the third quarter. And I guess now we'll see what adjustments might have been made. Certainly nothing wrong with the play of either defense, but you would think the offensive side, which is where both these head coaches Rome, Rob Dahl for Brick, and Greg LeCauver from Colts neck, they would have made some adjustments to try and get their offenses on track.
By the way, Kevin, first half, off air, we discussed the jacket worn by the principal, a 1976 jacket.
That's Dennis Filippone. His leather jacket, right. His Brick leather jacket, in which the sleeves that were white are now more of a brown.
And you said that he probably has the oldest jacket here. Well, I did ask him that, and he told me no, he does not. James Monty has a 1970 jacket.
Okay.
So he is in the house today, as well as a whole lot of other Brick people, as they have filled the home stands here at TCNJ. Great following by the Dragon fans.
All right.
And Colts neck filling up their bleachers.
Yep.
I would say 80%.
Absolutely.
So a good solid showing here for this all-Shore matchup. One of two that we brought you here today on the Shore Sports Network. If you didn't join us earlier and haven't been around the social media sites today or the Internet, Point Pleasant Beach won their first championship in school history, 12-7 over Shore Regional. Barnegat trailing Delcy right now in their state final. Tonight, Rumson and Wequiac. Tomorrow, Manalapan and Hunterdon and Central will play in the Central Jersey Group 5 championship. Always kind of the last game of the season, and once again, that one will be the last game of the season. They'll kick it off just after 7 o'clock from Rutgers University. Colts neck has their 11 back on. They're ready to get this one up and going. They will kick off. And, Kevin, they will take the wind at their back here in this third quarter, Colts neck will, rather than have it in the fourth quarter.
Interesting.
Brick players coming on for the kickoff return team do the traditional forward roll and get themselves set up for action. It will be number 5, Nick Volpe, set to kick off. Brick players moving up pretty close here.
Kind of interesting, unless they're afraid of an onside kick.
Jasir Taylor and Tommy Leach.
On like their 24-yard line.
They're very close. Limited separation.
Now they'll drop back.
Now they'll back off a little bit.
Volpe's earlier kickoff with the win went right through the end zone for a touchback. Here we go.
He'll kick it off again with the win. Drive this one low. It'll make the back level. Picked up by Leach at the 10. Coming near sideline, out to the 30-yard line, and then pushed out of bounds about the 31. It'll be first down and 10 now for Brick. Carmen Sclafani, Ray Fattoruso, the dynamic duo of this Brick offense. Fattoruso, Kevin, had the harder of the first halves. At least, you know, just didn't really get into the flow, I felt like, a whole lot offensively.
Really wasn't much for him to run through, as Sclafani, when he put the ball in his belly, very often there was a Colts neck defender right there.
First down and 10. Single wide receiver is Johnson, splitting himself wide to the right. Drew Scott as an H-back. Cardoso, H-back. Fattoruso gets it. He's trying to get involved in the action and will pick up 9, maybe 10 yards before being upended by John Miller, one of the safeties for Colts Neck. They'll move the chains, so a 10-yard pickup, and that's a good start for Fattoruso.
His best run of the evening.
Very impressed anytime we have seen him play during the course of the year. Two-way standout player for this Green Dragon team. 30 seconds gone by in the third quarter. Now on first down and 10, it'll be Sclafani getting the carry. And he will hop forward to the 46-yard line. Gained 5. Mike Viverka makes the tackle.
By the way, guys, I'm sure listening at home, the pass coach of Brick for so many years, 51, Warren Wolf, listening to us. We'd like to say hello to him. And by the way, Warren was in the Brick locker room before they left for the trip to Trenton and did speak to the team prior to the game.
Second down, let's call it a long 4, close to 5. Quarterback keep for Sclafani. Let's check where the spot is going to be here. It will be in Colts Neck territory at the 49-yard line, and that should be enough to move the chains again, and it is. So back-to-back first downs on runs, one for Fattoruso, one for Sclafani. Setting up Brick now, first down and 10 from the Cougar 49-yard line.
Glad to hear that Coach Wolf got a chance to speak to the Green Dragons before the game. And Warren, we send our best wishes to you and Peggy during this holiday season.
Certainly nobody knows more about the history of Brick football. Zone reads. Sclafani will keep it. Break a tackle at the 48. Spin forward. Get down inside the 45 to the 42-yard line. Viverka again on the tackle. That's a gain of about 7 to set up a 2nd and 3.
Viverka, the leading tackler on this Cougar team, came into today's game with 111 tackles to go along with a pair of interceptions. An outstanding linebacker. Been very active today.
2nd and 3. 3-back set, really 2 H-backs into the game here, Cardoso and Scott. Fattoruso gets it, running right, tripped up at the 41, able to fall forward close to the 39-yard line. Will depend on the spot of the football, whether or not he got a first down. Referee will come and take a look at it and say a little short, so 3rd down as Ryan LaMancha makes the stop. About the nose of a football, away from a first down. 2 receivers set off to the right, Johnson and Taylor. Sclafani will try and keep it himself to get it, and will. Hops up over a couple of tacklers, gets down to the 35-yard line. That's good enough for a 5-yard pickup. Viverka and Nick Gargiulo, the 2 middle linebackers, make the tackle.
Boy, Carmen is not the least bit afraid to launch his body, is he, Matt?
He plays with a recklessness for sure, especially at that quarterback spot. 8:50 to go, 3rd quarter. Opening drive here as Brick trying to take the lead for the first time today. Good drive going right now. Tight end either way. Johnson will motion across the formation. Sclafani looking. He is almost intercepted right in his hands. Nick Gargiulo drops the football.
Oh, boy.
I think, quite honestly, he was looking ahead and didn't see anything but green. And I don't mean green jerseys in Brick, I mean green turf with no one in front of him.
I was going to say, oh boy, because Sclafani got up and pointed to his right shoulder.
You are correct, Kevin.
Yep.
Exactly. He got hit squarely with a helmet in that right shoulder. Of course, the right shoulder joint was the one injured a few weeks back.
Let's see if that becomes a factor.
2nd down and 10 after the incompletion. Here's Fattoruso to get the 1 tackle. Pushes off to his right, get down to the 32-yard line, gain of 3. Viverka and Anthony Gargiulo combine on that stop.
But to go back what you said, Matt, on that play before, Nick Gargiulo will never have an easier interception. That's one you kind of hang on to, you know?
It was certainly there for him. Sophomore, 5'9", 185.
Two chances here to get 6 yards, guys. They're on the 32-yard line.
Third down, long six, close to seven. Fattoruso in the backfield with Sclafani. Play action. Sclafani hanging in the pocket, dancing, looking for it himself, and he will get a first down. Down inside the 25, close to the 23.
Well, Sclafani, it was a pass play, but the minute he went back, I think he saw that there was room right in front of him. And once there was no receiver open, he just tucked it and ran and got the big first down.
Sclafani can keep a lot of plays alive with his legs. Double H-back set into the backfield. Fattoruso getting a crack here. Starting left, cutting back right. Far side hash mark, taking down to the 15-yard line. Nick Gargiulo and Danny Calabro on that tackle. Just about a 7-yard gain. Second down and three. 7 minutes remaining in this third quarter.
You know, nothing gets a team and a staff pumped up more than when you take the second half kickoff and put a drive together like the Dragons are doing. Makes your halftime speeches look pretty good.
Johnson, the single receiver, off to the left. Brick will keep it on the ground again with Sclafani, who will dive forward to look for the first down, be right at the yard mark of Viverka upending him, needing to get to the 12-yard line. They'll put this one down. Going to be at
pretty
least
close.
Sight unseen, a little bit short.
Inches, Matt, inches.
This has been a great opening drive. Has taken up just about half of this third quarter so far. 6-10 and running. Sclafani will send Taylor and Johnson. Slot receiver combo off to his left. Going to try and get it himself. Not going to do it. On Taylor, number 12, coming up from the safety spot to make the tackle in the backfield. Will lose a yard. Viverka there as well. Great surge that time by the Colts neck D.
Ed, help me out. Third and a half a yard. Well, why are you going outside?
That's the problem when you line up in a spread formation and don't go under center. I've always confessed that spread teams should have a couple of plays where you get up under center and can quarterback sneak it if you have to. Brick will use a timeout here because Sclafani lost 2 yards there.
Yeah, I do not like the call. If anything, that's where I think you're giving Fattoruso the ball up the middle and just assuming he can move the pile half the yard. Now you've lost yardage, and you've got a critical fourth down where you're going to go for it here. And, you know, you could have wasted 6.5 minutes with a great drive and come away with nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you do here now?
Well, you know, because of the missed extra point, every play here on fourth down becomes very important because it's not a tie situation. You must score in order to potentially win this football game or at least take the lead. So whenever those missed extra points come back and haunt you, plays like this become even more, you know, bigger than they actually are.
Ball is on the right hash, and again, Sclafani right-handed. If he runs to the right, it's the short side of the field.
5:37 to go off the timeout. Johnson and Taylor again. In a slot receiver combo, tight ends either way, empty backfield. Sclafani wanting to throw, and a flag will come out as the ball being snapped.
Now this is going to get even more tougher as the procedure.
Boy, that hurts when you come out of a timeout and get called for a procedure penalty.
It'll back them up 5 from 4th and 2, now to 4th and 7, back to the 20-yard line.
That was a designed pass play, Matt, as Sclafani had already gone back into pass formation when the penalty was called, so you would have to assume if it was 4th and 2 and you're throwing, you're certainly throwing on 4th and 7.
Let's actually say probably a little closer to 4th and 8. 5:36 to go.
Through to the tight end when they were in this situation earlier.
Drew Scott will stay into block. Sclafani will look for Fattoruso, who will make the catch and dive forward. Stepped out of bounds at the 1 yard line. Wheel route out of the backfield, and Fattoruso hauls it in. Pushed out there, the tackle made by Dylan Campbell, but it'll be first and goal from the 1 yard line.
Just what a tremendous throw and catch on both ends. Tremendous. The only spot Fattoruso could have caught it, Sclafani threw it right in his arms. Tremendous play and a big play for the Dragons.
Second big fourth down conversion in this game for Brick.
Leach and Cardoso stay in the backfield as H-backs either side. Sclafani will get into the end zone for a touchdown, his second score of the day. And Brick now leading this one 12-7 with 5:24 to go in the third quarter.
That is some drive.
Going to go for two here. The coach is putting up two fingers.
6 minutes and 36 seconds. They wiped out more than half of the third quarter and really nullify, to a large extent, Colts Neck having the win.
That is correct. Sclafani with a second touchdown of the day on the season now. 16 rushing scores. Brick will try and get the point back, and Sclafani will try and do it himself. Dancing behind the line of scrimmage. Can't get forward and get close to the end zone. Anthony Gargiulo with the stop. 12-7, the advantage right now for the Green Dragons. 5:24 to go third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network.
And coming up at the end of tonight's game, we will present our Klees Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Earlier today, that honor went to Point Pleasant Beach junior Joe Regrizniak, who had a big day on offense and contributed on defense. Who will win our final Klees Player of the Game this season? Find out after this one.
Putting my money on Brad Burascano.
That's the season award.
Kevin, back of the Brick helmets have two decals on them. I'll talk about it right after the kickoff here.
Here is the kick for Brick. Low squib job picked up by John Miller. Around the 30-yard line, Miller dancing off to the left side, breaking the plane of the 40, getting out to the 42. Ed.
All players on the Brick team are wearing two decals. One number 75 for Sean Martin, ex-player who died last year of cancer, and the other one says T.O. for former Brick assistant coach and former head coach at Jackson Liberty, Tim Osborne, in memory of them.
Very nice, Ed. Good job.
First down and 10 now for Colts Neck, trailing for the first time tonight. Sanchez, here comes pressure.
This is an easy one. Fattoruso jumped offside.
He's in the backfield about when the snap came through.
That is the third time today a Brick Green Dragon defensive end has jumped offside. And again, I'll say what I said earlier. There's just no excuse. You're the stand-up guy. All you're doing is looking for the ball. Can't give a good team like Colts Neck five bonus yards like that.
Colts Neck coming into the game tonight on a five-game winning streak, 10-1 overall. Three wide receiver set on first down and five. Here's Sanchez as he faked the end around to Abdul Quattis. He will get forward for a yard, make it second and four. Drew Scott on the tackle. 5 minutes to go here, quarter number three. 12-7, Brick leads.
I'm sure there was a lot of talk, Matt, in the locker room about Sanchez running the football after that fake. And that first time he ran it, tried it right there, Brick did a nice job against him.
Second down and four. Tight end, two receivers to the left, single man back to the right. Quattis again in motion. Sanchez rolling to his right, picks his spot. Good, hard pressure that time. Nick Sabranek laid the wood on Sanchez as he released the football.
We could hear the Brick crowd just almost like, oh, that was some stick. And I got to tell you how much better I feel. Kurt Weibold put a sweatshirt on.
Just for the...
I was getting sick just watching.
I knew he wasn't tough. I knew it.
And he put a hat on.
Third down and four. Clock stopped with 4:28 to go after that incompletion. 12-7, the advantage. Cougars will come out here in a four-wide set. Three right, one left. Ball in the middle part of the field. Blitz coming. Gargiulo gets it. Draw play. First down and a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Coming back to make the tackle with Scott. He there with Layton. Chains will move and in to Brick territory.
Second time they've used that play, that little delay. And, of course, Brick coming with a lot of pressure. And then once Gargiulo gets the handoff, all those guys have already almost gone past him in the backfield, able to pick up a big first down. That was Gargiulo's first carry of the second half.
Well, this is only the first time that Colts Neck has had the football after that long Brick scoring drive. Trips right again, single man up top to the left, Sanchez. We'll give it to Gargiulo again. Stacked up line of scrimmage. Drop down Dan Finelli off the backside.
Only one time this year has Gargiulo been held under 100 yards. That was against Manalapan when he ran for 87.
Well, you got to give a lot of credit to Brian McNamara, the Green Dragon defensive coordinator, for the game plan, which has worked very well up till this point.
Second down and 10. Two receiver set either way. Sanchez rolling left, letting it fly, looking down the field, and this one is batted away. Tommy Leach, the coverage, the intended target, Danny Calabro, and it will set up a third and 10.
Good coverage by the Green Dragons. Didn't get fooled by the play action. Calabro with 31 catches for 279 yards and three touchdowns, the leading receiver for this Cougar team.
Third down and 10 with 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Colts Neck with the wind at their backs here in this quarter. Slot receiver set right, single man left. Sanchez rolling, looking, wanting Nick Volpe.
Oh, boy.
Dropped the football, and then a silly, silly play as he was hit and hit pretty hard. This is going to be a personal foul, late hit against Brick for no reason whatsoever.
And that is senior Mike Muratore, who just has to know better that nothing good can come out of that.
Yeah, no excuse. I mean, he saw the ball in front of him skim along the turf, and it wasn't even close to being caught. And now he gives the Cougars an automatic first down and keeps the drive going.
You know, we're always sensitive to being so critical of young kids. But, you know, you're a senior. You're one of the leaders. That's just dumb.
That would have been fourth down. Instead, now first and 10 from the Brick 31-yard line. Trips left. Sanchez rolling left. Setting up screen back to the right, and it's deflected down. Good thing for Brick. Dan Finelli got his hand up in the air because Colts Neck had set it up pretty well for Anthony Gargiulo.
Tell you, Finelli's played himself like a heck of a game. The sophomore defensive end. We have called his name a lot this evening.
Second and 10 now with the clock stopped with 3 minutes to go.
A lot of pressure now on the Brick D.
Jordan DeGroote into the game as a fourth wide receiver. Two either way. Quarterback draw. Here's Sanchez busting a couple of tackles. He'll have a first down. Good hard run that time by Christian Sanchez, who off the left side will get close to 14 yards before Drew Scott can corral him down. And this one down inside the 20-yard line. There is a Brick player down right now.
I believe
38, Matt.
Zabranek. It's Zabranek. Nick Zabranek, yep.
Nick Zabranek. So play will be halted here for just a second. With that run, it'll be first and 10 for Colts Neck from inside the Brick 20-yard line.
This is actually a good thing for Brick right now to settle him down. It'll allow the coaches to talk to the players without having to call a timeout, as both teams have hit the sidelines, as told by the referee, as they attend to Zabranek's injury.
Delsey, by the way, up big on Barnegat. Now 31-0 in the late stage of the third quarter. So it looks like the South Jersey Group 3 final not going to be won by a Shore Conference team.
That would be back-to-back, I believe, for Delsey.
You are correct.
It's been a great year by the Bengals of Barnegat, and I think they are, as we've said, Kevin and Matt, they are set up for next year to make a serious run at the Group 3 title.
Zabranek is coming off the field under his own power. Looks like it might be a right ankle or right knee, and hopefully he'll be able to return. We'll see.
Jimmy Barber, the outstanding trainer of the Dragons,
keeps
these guys healthy.
Tim Cardoso, who played a lot of time when Giuliano was hurt, will now go in for Zabranek.
First down and 10 from the 19-yard line. Option play. Off to the outside. Pitchman has it. It is Danny Calabro who's going to have a first down. Work his way down inside the 10. Get close to the 7. Now first and goal. How that penalty has completely changed this drive.
Absolutely. Plus the Brick crowd was so alive, yelling defense and all of that, and it kind of took them right out of it. That a well-disguised play. Calabro comes from the wide receiver spot. Sanchez fakes the dive. You think once you take him out, there's nobody in the backfield, but it was Calabro coming around with the pitch and a nice first down.
Trips off to the right. Receiver up top left. Man in motion is Russo. Now twins either way. Quarterback draw. Sanchez looking to pick a spot off the left side. Diving forward and into the end zone for a touchdown. Continuing a trend here. All of our touchdowns scored by the quarterbacks. Two now for Sanchez to match the two for Sclafani. Comes with 2:16 to go A 7-yard touchdown run for Sanchez. Extra point attempt coming on here for Abby Letson. Miller the holder. Colts Neck has to use a timeout.
You know, this is a situation here where I think you want to go for two. Think about it. 13-12 right now. 1 point only makes it 14-12.
I agree, Ed.
2 points at least creates a field goal situation, and I think that's why the timeout, I think they will go for two here.
Got to have somebody look at that chart a little bit earlier so they don't have to burn a timeout.
Well, probably nobody knew what the score was because they can't see on the scoreboard.
That is an excellent point, Kevin, and for our late tuners in, the scoreboard here at TCNJ has not worked all day. Only the time works. The numbers on the scores flicker. So you've got to basically continuously watch it to try and figure out what the score is. But we will tell you it is 13-12, and Brick is taking their extra point defense off and put their starting defense on the field.
2:16 to go, and with the timeout, Letson, the kicker for Colts Neck, will stay on the sideline. So Brick, as Ed said, will bring the regular defense on. Colts Neck will bring the regular offense on and go for two to try to make this a three-point deficit. Offset eye formation to the left. Sanchez rolling left, looking back part of the end zone. Caught! Two-point conversion. Volpe, the tight end, able to haul it in and make it 15-12. 2:16 to go in this third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here with 2:16 to go in our third quarter with the two-point conversion after the touchdown. Colts Neck now up 15-12. And we'll kick off here. It will be Volpe who just caught the two-point conversion to kick off. Let's see what he does. Puts a good charge into this one, sending Leach back inside his own 10 to the 8. Between the near side hash mark and the sideline, Leach stacked up and dropped at the 26-yard line, where Brick will now have it. First down and 10.
Good kick coverage by the Cougars that time. So Brick will take over just their second possession, right? Yeah. Each team has had the ball once. Second possession of the second half. 2:09 left in the third quarter. Colts Neck 15, Brick 12 for the Central Jersey Group 4 title.
Brick got the ball in the second half kickoff. Put together a great drive. Let's see what they do here with 2:09 to go and now trailing again by 3. It'll be Fattoruso off the right side. About a 2-yard pickup. Stopped right at the 30-yard line. Ryan Wetzel makes that stop. We're getting the play signaled in from the sideline. Tight end wing set to the left. The formation. Sclafani wanting to throw. Almost intercepted. Volpe deflected it. He couldn't get it. Nobody else in white could. It sets up now a third down and long.
Well, that's a good job by Volpe, the defensive end. Once he realizes he's not getting pressure on the quarterback, he kind of just stayed right around the line of scrimmage. Got his hands up and almost picked it off.
Third down, let's call it 8 for this Brick team with 93 seconds to go in the third quarter. Taylor will go slot to the right. Johnson up top to the right. Ball sent from the left side hash mark. Sclafani wanting to throw. Looking off to the right. Airmails this one, wanting Johnson, but threw it into the Colts' next sideline. And on a pretty quick series of downs, Brick will have to punt it away.
Into the wind. Johnson was open. That's a long throw, Matt. That's Sclafani throwing from the left hash all the way to the right side of the field by the sideline. Tough throw for a quarterback at any level.
On to punt will be Fattoruso. He will kick into the wind. Wobbly kick. Pretty good job to get it off quickly and got a little roll at the end. To the 34-yard line in Colts Neck territory. Ball is down with a minute 17 to go in the third quarter. 15-12 in favor of Colts Neck.
That's about as good as you're going to do against the win. Fattoruso better off keeping as a low-line driver and then getting a little bounce at the end. So the Cougars, last drive ending in a touchdown. Big work by Christian Sanchez, with the aid of a 15-yard personal foul that kept the drive alive.
First down and 10. Here is the give to Gargiulo off the left side. He'll pick up only a yard, get to the 35-yard line to make it second and 9. Mataruso on that last tackle.
Hard to imagine, but Gargiulo really has been no factor today. The Brick defense has shut him down, but he is always just one play away from breaking it off. 26 touchdowns on the ground.
Second and nine. And a busted play here for Colts Neck. Center looks like he was snapping the ball, but nobody else moved.
That's where you go back in the huddle and you say, what happened? It was on one. Why didn't you guys move?
Cougars here will break from the timeout. 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Sanchez checking over the defense. Has two receivers either side. Steps up. Throws. Went up over the top of the intended target, and then Brick had a chance to pick it off, and it just falls as an incompletion. That also takes us to the end of the third quarter. 15-12 the score in favor of Colts Neck. We're back for the start of the fourth right after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school football and state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network.